Welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's fantastic to be here with you on this Friday morning, and I'm just going to fire it right up right off the start. Election Day is Tuesday, and man, I'm seeing all kinds of crazy and all the negative ads, and you know, great day. Who knows what's going on? But at the end of the day, God knows. And he knows what's going to happen, and he knows what has happened, and that's just the way it's going to be. So you can pretend any way you want to pretend. You can pretend you're on one side. You can be on another side. You can, I mean, I don't care how you got this thing figured out in your mind that you're going to get away with doing the right thing or the wrong thing without Jesus seeing it. He's going to see it, and that's just the way it is. Now let's think about this thing. Is Jesus a Republican or is he a Democrat? There's one party that claims they're after the evangelical vote, and that's the Republicans. Now, Democrats, on the other hand, they said, we're not going to do that, but what we're going to do is we're just going to take everybody. So if we take everybody in, that means if there's anybody out there that don't have any place to be, we'll just take you in here. So whatever you think, we're just going to take you. And at the end of the day, we're just going to promote you. And, you know, if we back you, we back you, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, that's what you get. Now, you say, wow, that's, you know, you're trying to say Jesus loves everybody, and now you're getting into politics. And I tell you what, I think a lot of these preachers and a lot of these deacons and a lot of these churches are going to be held responsible because they don't want to let somebody like me come in and address the congregation or come in and sit in front of the deacon board or come in and answer questions, because in my candidacy, I've got Jesus first. He's on the side. Does that mean anything special? Not if he's not in my heart. It doesn't mean anything. But if Jesus is in my heart and I'm willing to go before you and tell you what I think about the Bible, right? Tell you what I believe is in the Bible, then you might want to pay attention to that guy. Because I tell you what, if you all go out here and you go vote Tuesday and you get in there and you do what you've always done, you might look up here in about 5 or 10 years and realize we got major problems because we just went through that. We went through a period of time where they had to overhaul Obamacare or health care. Now we've got a major problem with that, okay? You see all the corruption, and it's on both sides. So is Jesus a Republican or a Democrat? No, okay? He's Jesus. He's God. He's above all this stuff. And that's why I don't understand why people want to break it down and be a Democrat or a Republican when the idea is to be a Christian and go to heaven. You say, well, you know, Jesus needs to stay out of it, separation of church and state. That's really not anywhere in the Constitution. It's not anywhere in there. And you start looking around and you say, well, but Jesus didn't want conflict and he didn't want this. Listen, when Jesus cleansed the temple, there was a little bit of conflict that day. Okay? You're going to have some Christian conflict if you're a real Christian. And here's the deal. And you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, go back and trace down the original 10 or 11 disciples that followed Jesus from Peter and John and Paul. And go back and see just the kind of life these men lived. They were beaten often. They were jailed often. They never had anything. They died sometimes gruesome deaths, heads chopped off, tortured, burned. You know, if you go and buy that book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, you can learn a little something. And now we've been on cruise control on this thing called Christianity for a long time in this country. And guess what happens when you're on cruise control? You kind of forget how you got where you got. And that's sort of what's going on in our country today. And we've let all these crazies float in here. And that's just what it is. You know, we've quit calling things that are, you know, we've quit calling crazy crazy, and that's just what it is. I mean, we've got a raging lunatic that is running for a political position. He's already been declared a raging lunatic. So what are we doing here? You know, why are we debating this situation? You know, unstable people in these positions. I mean, you see it sometimes on these news conferences when people get up and they talk and they have no idea what they're saying. And I'm looking around at this situation. Here in West Virginia, we can't afford for coal to be turned off again. Number one, because of what it did to the electric bills here last winter, and I'm sure it's done it across the country. The second thing is the pipelines, the gas that's moving. You see all this gas pipeline construction? These men are staying in hotels and campgrounds, and they're eating here and spending money here. It's like a tourism kind of thing, right? So all these things are happening, okay, because of this construction. So I got to be honest with you. I mean, I was independent for a long time. I switched to Republican because a man told me, a good Christian man, he said, you'll be an independent and you try that and you just can't get there from here. And I learned that from Joe Manchin. When I watched him, he didn't know whether to stand up or sit down at the state address that Trump gave. Boy, that's a bad situation, isn't it? When you want to stand for your country, but you can't because you're in protest. I tell you, the gridlock and the aggravation and the sadness that's going on out there, hey, it's pitiful. And I just don't know what we're going to do about it. But I know this, if you go up there and you pull that Democrat lever on Tuesday, we're going to be in a world of hurt. They're going to take that, they're going to raise them taxes or take them tax cuts back. They're going to get out here and try to take your gun. They're pushing that every single time something happens. But yet I had people killed in a car wreck last week. Bless their hearts, man. I mean, it goes out. I mean, I know these people. And nobody's talked about taking cars away from people, right? Nobody's talking about taking McDonald's away from people or soft drinks away from people or potato chips away from people. And people are eating themselves to death. Nobody's talking about taking somebody's cell phone away from them when it's probably what distracted them driving anyway. And people say, well, I am a Christian right to life. I'm a Democrat Christian right to life. No, you ain't. If you're identifying with the Democrat Party, they're abortion people. And let me tell you something. You're attached to a string, and you're controlled by a puppeteer. And that's the same for every one of us. I'm connected to the Republican Party. The good parts, the bad parts, the path of least resistance, the path of the least damage, I don't know what you want to call it. But I'm telling you, there's only one possible way forward on this thing. Because if we go back in West Virginia and we pull that lever on Granddad's Democratic Party, we're going to have trouble. Because it's not Granddad's party anymore. If we go back and we vote and we think we can pretend to be one thing locally when we're something else on the national scene, you're making a major mistake. Major, major mistake. You say, well, preacher, it's not up to you to say that, but I'm telling you what, I believe it is. Okay? I believe it is. Let me give you something here in 1 Thessalonians starting at 5. Chapter 5, verse 15, it says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Listen, is Trump saved? I have no clue. Has Trump made mistakes? Absolutely. Is Trump dating that porn star? I don't know. Okay? But I'm going to rejoice in knowing what I know about Brooke Lunsford, and that is that he is saved. That is that if it was a best Christian move, if it had to do with my Christian life, it's got to be first, or I'm not going to see Jesus Christ. So for me to say I'm a Christian Democrat, I'd say you better be careful, because I don't think you can be that. I don't think you can identify with a party that has killed 40 million babies. I don't think you can identify, because we're going to come to the verse here where it says, abstain from all appearances of evil in verse 22. You can't call yourself a good Democrat and a bad Democrat. You can't say good Republican, bad Republican. You know, Jesus is above these things. And if you vote in the lines You see what I'm saying? You could say, I'm a Christian that believes, for example, you could be the greatest Christian in the world, but if you are voting as a Democrat, you still sit under the total Democrat allegiance. Do you follow what I'm saying here? And I don't care what you do. You know, so much of this stuff is just, I mean, silly and the negative and whatever. I'm trying to educate you to something that you have got to get away and abstain from all appearances of evil. You've got to get away from this thing. Listen, this Democrat thing, you say, well, Granddad was a Democrat and Mom was a Democrat and I loved Mom. It's not that party. It's not the party that ushered in and helped unionize the state and helped get better living conditions and better wages. It's not that party anymore. You know, this fiasco in Charleston on the teachers' raise, did the Republican senators do the wrong thing? Absolutely. But it is still done. It is going to be way better than if you put Democrats back in here to run this state. Even the Democrats that just want to float along because they like seeing their name on an office door up there, even though they have no intentions of doing anything other than be calling, you know, a delegate so-and-so or state senator so-and-so, they're not there to do anything except be acknowledged. We've got places in this Bible where Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Can you grasp that for a minute? Those were the religious scholars of the day. Those were the power hitters of the day out there. And Jesus said, if you're not more righteous than these, if you don't know more and your heart don't feel more and you don't care more, then you got problems. You know, we're living in a society today that everybody's got some kind of crazy idea that the government can take care of everybody. Well, the government is not worth 10 cents unless there's business generating tax revenues that can go to run this thing. And all these jobs that we need, all these things that we're hoping and praying and begging for, they're not going to come to West Virginia if you go in there and you pull that union plug on that thing again. Now, you say, oh, Lunsford said he's against the union. I'm not one bit against the unions that are in existence because I loved what the teachers did. I love that standing up. But the union don't need to be taking credit for that. Those were the teachers that did that. Ojeda or OJ, whatever you want to call him, he don't need to be taking credit for that. No, he took a photo opportunities, but he had nothing to do with that. That was 30 years of frustration. It sounds like a Kenny Rogers song. 30 years of crawling with bottled up inside him. You see? Everybody's quick to give credit to everybody else when it was those teachers themselves that stood up and said, hey, we need some relief. And did they run off a little bit with some things? They sure did, but guess what? Everybody's done it. I'll tell you about a story one time real quick. I know everybody's busy today, but this is a life story that has resonated with me for at least 25 years. I was talked into going to the Special Olympics, and I got this little boy. I think his name was Michael. Michael's ankle had been broken by his dad. When he was a child, he'd been that abused, and it had not healed back properly. And, I mean, he basically limped, couldn't run, couldn't do anything. Well, I spent the day with Michael, and I just felt so sorry for him, and he was such a sweet kid, and I just thought, boy, this boy really deserves a chance, and, man, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some way for this boy to get a chance? Well, we ran the last race of the day, and this kid, he's in a relay, and he finishes fifth place out of sixth. And as he crosses that finish line, he turns around to the sixth place guy, and he says, I schooled you, man. I schooled you. Now you say, what do you get out of that, Lunsford, by saying that, or what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it meant to me. It means any time that somebody gets an upper hand on you and looks back at you and makes fun of you or whatever, there's something about human nature in us. And I believe it's over there in Proverbs, it's either 1:27 or Proverbs 3:27, when it says, withhold not good to them to whom it is due when it's within your grasp to do it. Now, that's a little paraphrased, but here's the thing. There's a bunch of these politicians that could be helping a bunch of people, and they're really not interested in it. They're interested in the prestige. Like Jesus said about the scribes and the Pharisees, they want their best seats. They want to be bragged on. They want somebody to look at me. They want to wear the best garments and have the most gold on their fringes and the most stripes on their side and the most stars on their whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what Jesus Christ thinks. And that's going to separate a lot of people out in the end. You better start worrying about what Jesus Christ thinks. And for these churches around that don't want to preach it out there, that, hey, these issues, these social things, these abortion things, and promoting a lifestyle that cannot... You promote a lifestyle that doesn't do what God has commanded us to do, which was to be fruitful and multiply. Two men and two women can't produce anything. And they further corrupt the family unit by doing what else? By starting to have babies or adopting children. Oh, everybody believes in adoption. Well, Lunsford, you want a foster home and on and on. Yeah, I want them to have something. A warm place is better than nothing, but it's still not God's master plan. Well, God will have to wait. No, God won't have to wait. Because God's in control of all these things, and I'm telling you right now, if we're not a little bit more careful here, God's going to run through this place like a tornado. And there's coming a day when that's going to happen. Because let me tell you who's leaving out of here. If I turn back a little bit there in that 1 Thessalonians, I find a day when God comes back and Jesus says, Father has sent me to get you. Those in dead that are dead in Christ will rise first. Those, it means those bodies that are in the ground will be pulled out of there to meet that spirit out there that has already ascended. Because if you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. Then the next thing that's coming on the scene is those of us that are walking around still alive when Jesus Christ comes back will be caught up to meet them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So is Jesus a Republican or a Democrat? I don't care. But I do care when Jesus comes back that I am with him. I care that you are with him, and I would rather you be mad as a hornet right now at me and end up getting saved as a Republican or a Democrat, then I would just soon come on here and tell you, Jesus is love. Love is Jesus. Everybody, Jesus loves everybody. Everybody's going to heaven. Everything's okay. It's not okay. The moral degradation of our country is right here on the cusp. Oh, you're just preaching. Oh, you're just mad. Oh, you're just... I'm not just anything. I'm just telling you, I can look in this Bible in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and I can read about a time where people won't listen to what's right and wrong, when they will call what is right wrong, when they'll call what is wrong right. And that's the way this thing is. I'm not here to try to change your mind about your politics. Oh, yes, you are. You're trying to get my vote. I could care less. My whole reason for running for politics, number one, was Jesus first. To put Jesus on a political side. To be able to walk into a school gymnasium and say, I'm here on behalf of Jesus Christ, and I've already had a chance to do it. My victory is won. I walked into a classroom one day and gave 20 kids a Bible. Out of those 20 kids, I know 3 got saved. because two of them, I went to their baptism, and they got saved. They got baptized, and their two older sisters got saved and got baptized. So I know one classroom of Bibles got five people saved. So let me share something with you. I know the power of Jesus Christ. If he gets back into the schools, if he gets back into the community, if he goes out here and does some things, guess what? The power of God will take over. The power of God will take over. But he's not going to fight you now to a certain extent. His will be done. But if you say, I don't want Jesus in here, he's not going to beat on the door. He even tells me, if I tell you about Jesus and you're not interested, he says, shake off the dust from your feet and just move along. Move along. If nobody wants to hear about Jesus Christ, just move along. Man, oh man, you don't want to hear about the one that created the universe. You don't want to hear about the one that's going to take you to heaven. You don't want to hear about an eternity with no cancer, no pain, no sickness, no problems. Great day, you got to be kidding me. You see, God's got a plan for your life. Oh, Lutzford, you're just mad. Listen, I could have been a Democrat, I could have been a Republican, I could have been whatever. But for you people that think you're so cute and that you're going to miss out on some kind of judgment because you pretend to be something because it's easier to get elected or you sell your soul for a little bit of power, you better wake up out there because one day you're going to be waking up speaking a foreign language. Have a great weekend.